Jordan, I'm going to let you call this one. Jordan Ronan's in for Amber Wilson. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio. We had another spirited and fun and entertaining debate during the SportsCenter update about Patrick Mahomes and a potential MVP.
Not me.
Hands clean. Hold on. You have your choice. Is Patrick Mahomes right now an MVP candidate? Or we can go to another topic. Why won't anyone listen to Deion Sanders about his future as an NFL head coach? Which way do you want to go?
Deion Sanders about being a head coach.
Let's go. All right. So
I had to separate you and James. We got to keep you separated.
No, I love
different corners.
James and I do this
producer
all the time.
James Steele. You guys got to stay in separate corners right now.
This is James Steele, resident Kansas City Chiefs fan with Mark Zeno and with Amber Wilson. Not so much me, because I love the Kansas City Chiefs. I think their defense has carried this team. But you mentioned in the moment, and then we're going to leave this alone and we're going to Deion, James. I'm going to give you 1 second, and then we're going to Deion. But when we mention Mahomes in the moment, not as an MVP candidate, my man, the Air Force vet, gets fired up.
All I was saying is that it's not out of the question that he could go, if he went on a run statistically, that he's completely out of the
mix.
He
said, don't count him out.
There's a reason why he's third.
I'm with you, James. I got your back.
Yeah. There's a reason why he's still third among betting odds to win MVP. And it's because if he goes on a run, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, there he is. And he's going to be in the mix for the MVP. I didn't say he was the MVP now. He hasn't played. I mean, his 12 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. For like 4 weeks, he had more interceptions than he did touchdowns.
But when he finishes with 30-something,
but right,
and 12,
like if he goes on,
we'll be like, and they're 16-1, we'll be like, you know what?
Like,
or Lamar Jackson finishes with 40-5.
The only wonky stat that he has right now are the touchdowns to interceptions, because he's
11th in QBR, which is
6th in QBR.
Important.
He's 11th in passing yards. He's only 400 behind Joe Burrow, who's having this unbelievable season, right?
By the
Joe
way, he played MVP one last game, so they're pretty close.
The Bengals could win. But, like, he's not that far behind there. He's basically top 10 in that. He's completing almost 70% of his passes, which would be a career high. Like, he's not that far off. And, like, brushing me off because I'm a Chiefs fan for just saying that the narrative, if he goes on a run and he finishes near these
but
other guys.
The debate started with Joe Fortenbaugh saying if Josh Allen wins this weekend, he is one of the front runners for MVP. In the moment was my argument, and then you fast forwarded.
See,
that's all right.
I said we should go to Deion Sanders, and then we couldn't keep you two away from each other. I said we had to separate. We had to separate.
So
we needed the referee
to
come in there.
Why
separate the two sides?
There is no. I mean, I love when anybody says anything, not even negative about the Chiefs. My man gets. I mean, the Air Force vet bows up. It's awesome. I love it. It's easy to poke the bear.
It's not
it's
a
awesome.
Chiefs thing. To brush me off of that. I'm correct on this. And just because it's a Chiefs player doesn't mean that I'm less correct.
I like the conviction.
This isn't a Chiefs
thing.
Don't brush me off just because it's a
I'm not brushing
Mahomes.
You off. We're good. We're going to Deion, though. That's a brush off from Jordan Ronan, not from me, here on ESPN Radio. Why won't anybody listen to the man? He has said time and time again, head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes, that he is thrilled where he is and he does not have a desire to coach in the National Football League. Yet, and he said this for years. But because right now the Buffaloes are on a rise. Go ahead.
I said, I know. I'm raising my hand.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Nobody believes college coaches when they say that, Ian. How many times we got to learn this? It's happened a gazillion times in history. They say, oh, I'm not going to go to the NFL. I'm happy where I'm at. And guess what happens? The next day, they're at the next job for more money and in a better spot. Come on. You're in that business. Happens all the time. Was it Bobby Petrino was one of them, right? Nick Saban. I mean, come on. We could go up and down the list.
Steve Spurrier.
Steve Spurrier. Every one of these guys said they weren't going anywhere. They were happy. And what happened? See ya.
Well, Steve Spurrier was not happy when he left. But there are certain guys that are meant for college and are meant for the NFL. And Deion is one of those dudes right now where he has been saying this even when before Jack State, when he became the head coach there, where it was like he has no desire to coach in the NFL because he can't teach in the NFL. Now, you stack those dollars high enough, yeah, I mean, look, anybody will do a 180. I 100% completely agree with you, Jordan, when it comes to that. But if you think that Deion and Shedeur Sanders, his son, who every NFL scout I talk to is either QB1 or QB2 in a weak quarterback draft. There's the two positions that are the weakest in this draft from every scout I talk to.
Wait, let me guess.
And I don't know if you hear the same thing. It's center and quarterback.
Center
and quarterback.
Center.
Wait,
it's on the bottom of my radar is center.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be because it has to be one of the more intelligent players on the field.
I know, but one of the coaches, center, we could just have a dunk center. We don't care. We can just put some guy in there.
Hey, for NFL scouts, that is a big one, as you know, Jordan, having covered the NFL.
It is,
but it's not a
first rounder. You know, like that's usually not a first round spot.
Moving on, the two weakest positions in this draft are center and quarterback. Therefore, Shedeur Sanders is right there as either QB1 or QB2. When it comes to Deion, how hard, if you are a team, whether it's the Cowboys, I mean, we've heard Jacksonville with Doug Peterson on the hot seat, wherever it might be, how hard would you go after Deion Sanders if you were an NFL general manager?
If I'm one of these teams and I really want Shedeur Sanders, I'm absolutely going after Deion, knowing that you could kind of push your way to wherever he is because that's his father. Like, you know, most times players don't have the leverage to be able to do that, right? Eli Manning did because he was a Manning and they were able to kind of push their way to the Giants.
Hey,
right?
John Elway did it with the Baltimore Colts.
There's just very few guys that can do it, though. I think that Sanders can do that. He is the best quarterback in this draft, according to most people that I talk to as well. Like clearly, number one quarterback, Shedeur Sanders. You know, and, you know, like for a team like the Cowboys, if like that's the way they want it, although I don't know if that's the move for them, they just signed Dak. That's not going to happen in Dallas. I don't see that.
Yeah, you think Deion is going to have Shedeur sit for 3 years? Because a dead cap hit, if you were to trade Dak Prescott, right now, it's like north of $100 million.
Yeah, I said that one's not going to happen. That doesn't. Yeah. I don't see that. They just signed Dak. That can't happen. So, but if I'm one of these other teams, I would consider it. Like that's a way. NBA teams have done this forever, right? The Knicks did it with Jalen Brunson. They got his dad as the assistant coach, right? Of course, he was going to come there. Now, he was a free agent. It makes it a little easier to, you know, he's obviously going to come there at that point. But I think you could pull it off. And I think if I'm a team and I'm not the number one pick at this point, I would consider that as an option.
Deion Sanders, Colorado head coach, father to Shedeur Sanders, arguably QB1 in the upcoming 2025 NFL draft. Deion was asked by Michael Irvin about taking the Cowboys job on FS1. Here's what he said.
"'Cause no place needs people to encourage people to be better than they really are, besides Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I know you focus day to day. I know you're a day to day man. But can you think about some days?
Let me take the computer here, because you're starting to talk that talk. I got to show you where I am. I love it where I am.
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
I love it where I am. I love it.
All I got out of that was Michael Irvin begging Deion to become the next head coach of the Cowboys and Deion screaming, "I love it where I am." That's all I got from that. Now, again, when coaches talk with questions like this, a lot of times when their lips are moving, what's the old adage? They're lying.
Right.
But in the moment, I think Deion is very happy at Colorado, but he has said for not just this year, but previous years, he has no desire to go to the National Football League.
Coaching your own son, though, has to be desirable. You know, it's almost like LeBron being able to, you know, play with his son. I don't know if it's ever, I'm sure it's happened to some degree in the NFL, but not to the point where the guy is a starting quarterback. At least that I could think of. Maybe you could think of an example.
I got nothing for you on that one.
So to be able to do that is pretty unique and rare, and I think that might intrigue Deion to be able to spend that time with your son to basically create history.
But you would also have to figure out a way, because it's not Shedeur Sanders' choice where he gets drafted. You know, I mean, the Cowboys right now, I think, I'm going off the top of my head, I think they're around 11 or 12 in the draft order at 3-6. Just to give a random team out there where Deion also played and won a Super Bowl. So, you know, they would not be within striking distance for Shedeur Sanders. It has to be a team that is within striking distance. And James Steele, our producer, who gets mad at me every now and then because I like to poke the bear about the Chiefs, look, he had this great tidbit about Shedeur Sanders. Don't nod your head. Come on, James. It was a joke. But with about Shedeur Sanders and the Vegas Raiders, right, where every time the Vegas Raiders lose, James, what does Shedeur Sanders do?
You know, I'm going to fill in on this one here for you, Ian, because as we were just discussing there, James, being the good father that he is, was saying goodbye to his kids via FaceTime.
Never mind. So, Matlack,
no,
I'm here.
Okay,
there we go. All right, go ahead.
Every time the Raiders lose, I don't know if it's coincidence or whatever, every time the Raiders lose, Shedeur tweets out, thank God, on Twitter. I don't know why. But maybe he wants to go there. I don't know. Maybe it's just
that's the spot, baby. The spot too for Deion.
They need a quarterback.
Shedeur. It makes all the sense in the world. Dallas doesn't, and everybody wants it. Vegas, baby, Vegas.
He's Jordan Ronan, James Steele, Ryan Matlack. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy to use mobile app. Learn more at Progressive. commercial.com. We've got a Bet to Your Hands Bleed coming up on a top 10 matchup in college football and the future of the head coach with the New York Giants and their quarterback for the moment. Jordan Ronan covers them day in, day out. We'll give you that right here on ESPN Radio.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPN pod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPN pod at checkout.
17 to go in the second quarter. Washington leads Philadelphia in Philly. 7-0. Brian Robinson,
sloppy.
Anita Marks called that one.
Sloppy.
Cashed a ticket. Anytime touchdown for the running back from the Commanders. It has been sloppy, Jordan. With Jordan Ronan in for Amber Wilson, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. This is ESPN Radio. Thank you for listening, wherever you might be, and taking time out of your day. It's a typical Thursday night football game.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty, ugly, hideous.
Dropping passes, committing penalties, missing two field goals, yeah.
Before we get to the Giants and the future of Brian Daboll, their head coach, and Daniel Jones, their quarterback, which I'm assuming you have now thrown away the conductor hat, burned it, urinated on it to put it out, whatever you want to do with it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because I was with you after a preseason game, and I told you I am leaving Daniel Jones Island finally after a ridiculous preseason INT. And you went, you're leaving after a preseason game? I said, it's been more than just a preseason game. That was the last straw that broke my back, and I have wandered off of Daniel Jones Island into the ocean. Yeah. Still there on Sam Darnold Island.
Got out at the right time.
In the preseason. And you yelled at me for it. Put the conductor hat on.
Sometimes you're wrong. It's still in the draw here. It's not coming out, though, this time. I remember putting it on, by the way, and I said, I can't believe you're making me put this on because I really don't believe it.
I didn't make you. James, he volunteered.
I know. He was coming back from a torn ACL. I wasn't going to throw it away. I wasn't going to say he was going to continue to regress off a preseason interception. But that's the reality. He's playing worse at this point than he has in years. Right?
All right.
This is probably the worst he's played. He's gone in the wrong direction.
Table that really quickly. If the Eagles lose this game at home on a five-game win streak to a division rival in Washington, the Nick Sirianni folk have been very quiet the last 3-4 weeks. How loud will they be tomorrow morning if they lose this game?
In Philadelphia, they'll be loud, but they're 7-3. They're fine. It's not a huge deal for them. They're still fine. Yeah, it could hurt them potential to win the division, but they're going to be a playoff team. Are we expecting them to go to the Super Bowl at this point? Is it Super Bowl or bust for Nick Sirianni? Because then I think
for me,
then
it's
I think
not
for these. I'm saying for these anti-Sirianni people, I think it probably is, but I don't think they're a Super Bowl team right now. I'm not looking at them like, oh, if they don't make the Super Bowl, he did a terrible job. I don't look at it that way.
He's 41-19 as a head coach. He has a Super Bowl appearance. I understand both coordinators are now gone, one in Arizona, one in the Indy, and has had to replace them, and one, you know, twice
meanwhile,
in Steichen,
Brian Daboll,
you know, with Brian Johnson.
39% of his games.
Right. But bottom line is, yeah, I mean, if they lose this game, the Sirianni haters are going to come out, and they're going to be local. Yeah. I mean, and they're going to be vocal, and it's going to be a remarkably loud.
Philly. I lived there for 12 years. When they lose, the sports radio in Philly is crazy. They want everybody fired, everybody gone. It's wild. I mean, and people think New York is tough. Philly's way worse in regards to the way they treat their sports teams and the way they, like, you know, how mad they are after games and losses. It's not even close.
Good news for the Eagles, Landon Dickerson, who went out earlier with what appeared to be, I wouldn't say significant, but he was having trouble walking off the field. Landon Dickerson, offensive guard for the Eagles, is back in, and that's huge because he is one of the anchors of that offensive line. So he's back in now for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a Washington Commanders lead, 7-0. Just around 3 minutes to go until halftime. Eagles have the ball deep in their own territory. Now, to the team you cover, Daniel Jones. As he played his last down with the Giants, and what is the future of the head coach and Brian Daboll there, who I think is a damn good head coach for the New York Giants?
I believe Daniel Jones has played his last down for the Giants. I mean, they said Brian Daboll the previous 2 weeks, when they asked if, you know, Daniel Jones was going to start the next week, he said definitively yes, he's our starter. This time he said we're evaluating. So, I mean, they already started. They greased the skids a couple weeks ago when they benched him against the Eagles. This was second. It started going south, and it's gone south. He played poorly in the past couple weeks. The first 2 weeks ago, actually, they didn't even want him to throw the ball in the first half against Washington. When you have that little confidence in your quarterback, you know it's over. And then this past week, he played poorly against Carolina. So it's time to move on. There's an injury guarantee they have to worry about. But on top of that, Drew Lock might actually give them a better chance to win. And you mentioned Brian Daboll, and look, the Giants want to keep Brian Daboll and Joe Shane.
He's a good coach, man.
I mean,
is he a better colonel than a general?
They've gone in the wrong direction.
Yeah, so that's what I'm asking. There's certain guys, like Cliff Kingsbury, full disclaimer, known him a long time. I mean, a long time. I think he's a better colonel than a general in the NFL. Yeah.
And he's almost said that.
That's my question to you about Daboll. Is he a better colonel than a general?
I think he might be. The Giants want, they think he's the guy. They really do. But if you go like 3-14, it's hard to survive, you know? Like, because the reality is, we've seen, there's already proof of concept that you can win some games and Daniel Jones can play all right in this league. They did it 2 years ago. He's completely gone in the wrong direction. They're 32nd in points per game. They were 30th the previous year before. Like, this is what Brian Daboll was supposed to do. He took over play calling. His staff basically hated him last year. There's been a lot of things that have gone on. And I think he's so fiery and emotional. I think it might be too much to be a head coach. And that was one of the concerns that I heard from people around the league coming in. Now, doesn't mean I think he's going to lose his job. If I had a bet, I'd bet that he's back. I'd bet that Joe Shane is back. But there's a long way to go, and I've seen this story before with the New York Giants. Remember, Ben McAdoo was going to be back. John Mara came out, gave him a stamp of approval, a vote of approval. He told Joe Judge 100 times, John Mara, that Joe Judge was going to be back. Guess what? Neither of them ended up being back. So you know, a lot of things can happen. There's still 7 games, and the Giants are 2-8 and tied for the worst record in the NFL.
It could be in the market for Shedeur Sanders.
Well, they're definitely in the market for Shedeur Sanders and quarterback. That's a given at this point.
And would you try and package that to try and also lure Deion Sanders to the tune of around $10 million per to be the head coach?
Doesn't seem like a Giants move to me. I don't know. They're a very conservative organization. That's a lot of attention.
And would
a
Deion
lot of
want
bluster.
His son?
It would Deion be a complete shift in philosophy for the New York Giants.
And Deion, remember, is going to have a big influence. He has said it as a dad, where his son goes.
I could see Deion as a coach of the spot? Jets, not necessarily the Giants. You know what I mean?
I really don't.
Just with ownership, I'm saying.
I got you.
I'd have a hard time seeing sense. Giants ownership being like, let's go with Deion.
Let's go with Deion. We got a bet to your hands bleed on Georgia, Tennessee coming up, and big deal, not a big deal. That's a tease right here on ESPN Radio. Let's win some money.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/network.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7-foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fadeaway jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Come on, baby!
Bet till your hands bleed.
We're 46-20-1 against the college and NFL number. We've got Washington, the Commanders, +4 tonight. We gave you Kansas, +3. We're back-to-back. We're back in the Jayhawks. Had them last week against Iowa State, outright win. We're taking them only +3 against a really good BYU team, undefeated at Provo. This one, give us Georgia. We're going to lay the 10 against the Tennessee Volunteers at home. Ooh, watch really? A spirited Georgia defense show up. Give me Georgia.
Out?
I'm laying a big number. Ron doesn't like it. Bet to your hands bleed. Give me that toad venom, Mike Tyson.
It's making headlines.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
But is it a big deal or not a big deal with Amber and Ian?
It's a big deal before we get to James Steele, our producer, that Jordan Rana wanted to weigh in on my Georgia laying the 10 against the Vols.
I just wanted to hear some reasoning. I mean, I look at it from a distance. I don't know these teams that well. I'm like, yeah, I thought Tennessee might be the better team this year.
big one is Nico Iamaleava still in concussion protocol as of this morning.
Yeah, that changes everything.
Now, I don't know if he practiced today, but either way, he has been – we've had him three times this year, our crew has, and against Alabama, against, you know, even Kentucky when we had him, man, they can't score in the first half. You can't score in the first half against that Georgia team with that defense, who I think are coming in hell-bent after getting embarrassed at Ole Miss. Yeah, I like Georgia. Big against the Vols. All right, James Steele. Here we go now. What we got?
It's a big deal, not a big deal. Right here in Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill said Thursday he may undergo surgery on a wrist injury that limited him at practice last week, but any procedure wouldn't be until after the 2024 season ends. Hill said he first injured his wrist in August during a joint practice with the Commanders, who are up 7-0 on the Eagles right now. The injury worsened over the first 9 weeks of the season to a point where Hill was held out in the Dolphins' final two practices of Week 10 and carried a questionable tag into Miami's game against the Rams. The league's leading receiver from last season said he declined surgery, will play through the pain. At the end of the day, I just got to suck it up and just deal with the pain, Hill said. Ian, big deal, not a big deal, Tyreek Hill's wrist injury.
Man, anytime you have a wide receiver, I don't care if he's one of the best in the league or your fourth guy, talking about a wrist injury and going to have to suck it up and play through pain. Yeah, even on a team that is, for the most part, out of a playoff race, it's still a big deal, especially when it's a name like Tyreek Hill in this fantasy football world, Jordan, that we live in.
Not a big deal. He's already playing through it. Guys, you know how many guys need surgery after the season? They're basically half the NFL. So he'll play through it. He'll be fine.
Not a big deal. By the way, update, Washington leads Philadelphia now with 19 seconds to go to halftime. 7-3.
Yeah, big missed opportunity by the Eagles there. They were down near the goal line, and Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown ran a rubber out and clocked each other. Devontae Smith was about to be wide open.
That's a pretty good description, by the way.
Jalen Hurts got smushed on that play, too.
Yeah, he had to wait for them to get open. They ran
linemen
into each other.
All right, James, back to you.
Cam Newton, arguably the greatest quarterback in Panthers history. But you wouldn't know it if you walked through the halls of the team's facilities. In an episode of his 4th-and-1 podcast, Newton shared that in a trip last year to Carolina for a 7-on-7 tournament, he visited the Panthers building in Charlotte, and he was shocked by what he saw, which wasn't him. We went into the Panthers facility, and you mean to tell me one of the greatest Panthers to ever play isn't up on the walls anywhere? Nowhere. Who brought it to my attention, he asked? His son did. So, man, when you have to explain to your son, Daddy, where's your picture? He was clearly upset about it. Jordan, big deal, not a big deal. Cam Newton, nowhere to be found in the Panthers facility.
If true, if that is weird, and it is a big deal. What is that?
It's MVP.
Yeah. He made a Super Bowl. Like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jake Delhomme was a good player, but, I mean, you know, Cam Newton not being anywhere would be – there's something going on there. Like,
he wasn't a fan favorite, but I'm with you. I mean, he is a big deal. He was an abrasive personality. But he went to – yeah, took the team to a Super Bowl, a league MVP. How do you not have a picture of him up in your facility somewhere? I mean, look, I didn't know that, James. That shocks me. That absolutely stuns me.
Though, Ian.
The Panthers say it's because he hasn't quote unquote retired yet, so he's not retired.
Oh,
even though he's
lame.
Never gonna, he's not
that's,
gonna play that, anymore.
That's
football,
lame.
Though.
That's BS right there. That's a easy excuse to realize. Oh damn, we don't have a picture up of him because we didn't like him very much. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And you got busted, partner.
All right, let's go to some baseball. The Mets say they will do, quote, everything necessary to sign superstar slugger Juan Soto in free agency. Executive Carlos Beltran recently told Prima Hora, a Puerto Rican newspaper, at a charity pickleball event. Quote, the Mets want to improve the team, and there is no doubt that they will go after all the players that are on the open market, knowing that the piece that everyone wants is Juan Soto. Jordan, big deal, not a big deal. Mets all in on Juan Soto.
Not a big deal. We already knew this. Of course the Mets are going to be in on Juan Soto. This is what they've been gearing up for the last year. The bigger deal is whatever the Yankees decide, right? As if the Yankees decide to play ball and try to, you know, compete with the Mets. Like, we know the Mets are going to put a huge offer for Juan Soto. Are the Yankees willing to go there? That's the bigger question to me.
Everything he said is spot on, and it's also not a big deal that the Dodgers will be in on Soto and the Yankees will be in on Soto, right? So it would be a bigger deal if they weren't, all those teams, if they weren't in on Soto.
We talked about the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight a little bit earlier.
Toad Venom.
Tyson said that the devil himself would show up on Friday night in his boxing match against Jake Paul, and he gave Paul a preview at Thursday night's weigh-in. Tyson weighed in at 233 and approached Paul for the final stare down before the clash in AT&T Stadium. Paul weighed in at 220, in his highest weight ever. And let's see, he darted forward from a crawling stance to get up close and personal to the former heavyweight champion in response to Paul. Invading his personal space, Tyson unleashed an open-hand slap that connected flush on Paul's face. Ian, big deal, not a big deal, then we're getting the full WWE experience with this.
I was about to say, man, this is up your alley, James. I'm gonna flip this back to you being the wrestling aficionado. How much of that was to go ahead and lure in the suckers that they haven't gotten yet, like Jordan Ronan, who's in for Amber Wilson, and my sorry big bloated butt, and Ian Fitzsimmons here on Amber and Ian, where I'm going to plunk down some money on Netflix. My wife's going to see the bill, and she's going to go, "You are an idiot." Right? I mean, so, but I'll be in a hotel room in Boulder, Colorado for Utah versus Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes, watching on Netflix Mike Tyson at the age of 58 against a YouTuber, hoping that Mike Tyson knocks his bleep out. I mean, gone, tattooed, and done, and then goes smokes his brain out on some toad venom. So, how much of this was WWE? How much of this was Mike Tyson being off meds and off toad venom and channeling the devil?
It's 100% WWE, but I am a complete sucker, and I am still going to watch.
And I know it,
knowing that this is all so phony and bogus. It's not a real fight. It means absolutely nothing. It's for nothing. They're not competing for any belts. They're not even pretending to be real boxers at this point. We're just like,
what is it? Eight rounds, yeah. Two-minute rounds for yeah, two-minute rounds. Yeah.
They could just make up any rules they want. Nobody would care. We're just suckers.
James, how much of this was you? James's BS factor for this kind of stuff is next level because he does know wrestling inside and out. How much of this, James, registered on the BS meter?
Yeah, that's great promotion. I mean, you get the final stare down, get a little bit of physicality before the actual fight. You pull some more people in. It's great stuff.
I wonder.
I can't decide though who's the heel and who's the face.
Oh, Paul's the heel.
Yeah, definitely.
Tyson's not really a baby face, though. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but Tyson has been somehow turned it around.
Hangover.
Like, people like Mike Tyson now. He's old. It's funny. His act is funny. Like, nobody, like, he says
the
all
hangover.
Kinds of ridiculous
give
stuff.
Give me one punch like that, Jordan. One. Just give me one shot.
You think that was the turning point?
Bam. Yes. Don't steal a man's
great.
Tiger.
He was great in Hangover, though.
That was definitely the turning point. I fully agree. Yeah, it flipped there, I think. All right, one more. LeBron James last night recorded his 40th 30-point triple-double of his career a month before his 40th birthday in the Lakers' win over the Grizzlies. It was James' fourth triple-double of the season through 11 games, bringing his career regular season total up to 116. And it was his third straight triple-double, coming in wins during LA's 3-0 homestand. The Lakers are 6-0 at home to start the season for the first time since 2010-11. Jordan, big deal, not a big deal. LeBron James, three straight triple-doubles.
Big deal. I mean, I keep thinking he's going to fade off a little bit. There should be certain guys that I should stop doubting. Like, I thought Tom Brady would be done like 6 years before he ended up being done. Like, how stupid can I be? Don't doubt Tom Brady. Don't doubt LeBron James. It should seem pretty simple. No, I just can't learn my lesson. I'm like, this is the year LeBron.
Give me the third one.
He's really falling off. He's getting old.
Nope. Who's the third one? Give me the Trinity. Because Aaron Rodgers ain't it. He gone.
Yeah, yeah, right? No.
He's KP. Can't play.
It's got to be somebody in baseball. Like, who's like the old
baseball
player.
What about Derrick Henry still doing what he's doing at the age of, what, 31 as a running back?
Yeah, yeah, I did. I keep
the Titans. The Titans shipped him out, right?
That's probably right. I'm like, ah, come on, 31 running back. Terrible signing by the Ravens. This guy's got 47 touchdowns in 12 games, 10 games.
Leads the league in rushing and rushing touchdowns.
He's so
at the age
old.
Of 57.
Yeah, okay.
So, to answer your question, yes, hell yeah, it's a big deal. Closing ceremonies are on deck. We have one more bet to your hands bleed involving another top 25 team, and Lord knows what else. But I'll tell you this much. ESPN Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
Bet till your hands bleed.
46-20-1 against the proverbial number on ESPN Bet this year in college and pro football. We gave you Washington plus the 4 coming into this Thursday night tilt against the Eagles. They lead right now 7-3 at the half. We'll give you a halftime number on this on ESPN Bet coming up in a moment. We gave you Kansas plus 3. Whew, back in the Jayhawks, back-to-back weeks. UGA minus 10 against the Vols at home between the hedges. This one, under SMU in 54 points. That is a low number for an offense that scores as much as SMU does. Give us the under in the Pony Up-Tempo Boys, the Stangs on the Boulevard, under 54. Bet till your hands bleed.
This is a challenge. Challenge.
This is ESPN Radio's Pick'em Challenge.
James Steele's our producer. He gives us the games. Jordan Ronan's in for Amber Wilson here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. James, what do we got? Game number one.
Yeah, we've got three games this week. The Ravens are 3-point favorites in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. That's on ESPN Bet. Who you got here, Ian?
Man, America's back in Baltimore right now. You know what I'm going to do. Contrarian, going the other way. Give me the Steelers. Baltimore might win it, but it's going to be close. I'll take the Steelers at home plus the points. Game number two.
Both ends picking the Steelers, or what do you think? No?
Jordan, you want to weigh in on this?
I mean, I just I
early on,
to
I was hot.
But I want to go the other way,
I'm
saying.
In a ditch.
But I'm just going to believe whatever you say because you just win it. You just all wins. You're all W's.
Here's the thing. In the games that I get to pick, we're 46-20-1 this year. These are games that I necessarily would not wager on. It's just the ones that are picked by the bosses for us to try and handicap.
I like the Ravens in that one because you have to remember, I think they're the better team. And also remember, they have 10 days in between these two games. Remember, they played last Thursday. So that's a lot of time for them to get ready for this game and be healthy and fresh.
All right.
The biggest game of the weekend, obviously, Chiefs at Bills. The Bills are 2-point favorites on ESPN Bet. You can hear that game right here on ESPN Radio. Coverage starts Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern. Ian, Chiefs and Bills, who you got?
82% of America are back in the Chiefs. Good googly moogly. I'm going to go with the Bills. Minus the two. Anybody who got that commercial reference, well done.
Give me the Bills as well as the home team. That line Toad is venom. So fishy, too. Yeah. It says Bills all over it. Josh Allen.
If the Chiefs win this one, get ready for that undefeated season talk.
No doubt. You are spot on. Yeah.
Who do we say before they have on deck? They have two Patsies on deck after that?
I think it's in somewhere Carolina, in the Panthers and the Raiders. I mean, yeah. The Raiders always play them tough. So
still, come on. 11-0 with the Panthers and Raiders on deck. Should be sitting there at 13-0 if they win this game.
Wild.
But we're back in the Bills, minus two.
Go Chiefs. Chiefs by a million. That's my pick. Bengals at Chargers. The Chargers are 1.5-point favorites.
Woo.
At home. Ian, who you got here?
Boy, this is a hard one, man. The Bengals have to jump out to a lead, and the Bengals are really good. Best damn 4-6 team I can remember in the last 20 years, man. So I'm going to go with the Bengals catching one and a hook out in L.A., but they got to jump out early because if they don't, the Harbaughs will ground and pound your butt into the ground. So, Joe Burrow, fast start, man. Give me the Bengals. Jordan?
I want to pick the Bengals here, but you know what? When you said they were going to pound and ground you, that just made me hesitate and say, you know what? The Chargers are going to ground and pound them. Everybody's going to bet the Bengals in this game. They're the sexy
you think so?
Team. Yeah, I do. They're the sexy team.
It's close to 50-50
Chargers
right now.
Chargers are boring, though. You know, for people.
They are.
They're boring for people.
We talked about this on Monday, how why aren't we giving the Chargers a lot more love and a lot more credit for what they're doing out there? And maybe it's just because they are the Chargers, right? And
have they beat anybody?
They're just in the shadow of the Rams at SoFi. I don't know. I mean, but. When you got Justin Herbert going 14 of 17 for $150 and a TUD and no INTs, and they just beat you 20-17, that's Harbaugh.
The Raiders, the Panthers, the Broncos, which in retrospect was a decent win, the Saints, the Browns, the Titans. The two good teams they played this year, actually the three good teams because they lost to the Cardinals too. The Cardinals now have a winning record. Steelers, Chiefs, and Cardinals lost all three of those games.
By the way, last time I looked at this number was on Tuesday morning, mm-hmm. and it was around 60% of America was wagering on the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Now 84%. To your point, you were 100% correct, backing Cincinnati right now.
Sexy team. I mean, the Chargers are beating nobody. I just told you, nobody's a believer. They're boring. Justin Herbert, they don't have a ton of weapons. He's not putting up the gaudy numbers like people want. So yeah, that's why.
Huge game for the Bengals. The Bengals aren't in a great position right now, but they're not totally out of the playoff picture. But if they want to remain in the playoff picture, meaning someone like the Chargers,
we say this every week now and then.
But I mean, Chargers,
they're one game back in the wild card, right? One game back.
And
that's it.
And the Chargers are going to be in that wild card picture with them.
Yep.
So having a win over them would be a giant advantage to them if they can make a run here. Almost all games going forward are must win for the Bengals, but this one is especially important, right?
No doubt. Quick number. Eagles, ESPN bet at the half. Eagles minus -3, total 23.5. And the Eagles have missed two field goals. They trail 7-3. About to kick off in the second half. I would stay away on that halftime number. I would not go near it with your money, Jordan, or your
Eagles,
teams. Or
Eagles
yours,
are
going to
win. This is what they do. They've been playing ugly. You're going to be like, they're not convincing. They won, but they played poorly. They missed two field goals. They committed penalties all over the place. They dropped a bunch of passes, and they're going to somehow eke this game out. And you'd be like, I'm not real believers in them. And that's kind of been their MO the last couple of years.
Jaden Daniels right now, quarterback of the Commanders, 8 of 13, 83 yards. Brian Robinson averaging 6.3 per carry, 6 carries, 38 yards. He does have a touchdown. Anita Marks called that one, and we cashed that ticket. Jalen Hurts, 10 of 19 for $101. Saquon Barkley, 15 carries, 56 yards,
He's
only
on
averaging 3.7 yards per carry. You called that one. It's another one that Anita liked, over 90 yards rushing, and you like that a heck of a lot also, Jordan.
Yeah, so she's looking good so far on those, a bunch of those things. Pretty much everything looks pretty good except for Jaden Daniels' passing yardage.
Right, so Anita Marks and those prop bets, let's not whammy it. I know you don't believe in the jinx, Jordan, but some of us who like to wager
bogus.
Actually do.
Bogus.
Don't hack off Ryan Matlack. He'll cut your mic off in 2 seconds, man.
Yo, it's the bye week.
What's toad venom again? What is it again that Mike Tyson's been taking?
I am going to hit that toad venom.
You take the venom from a toad, you turn it into dust, and you smoke it? Get ready to go for that ride.
Right to me.
That'll be fun.